All right, so we're going to get started on this. Distract me. To provide this story with a bit of realism, I'm going to be fucking myself with a dildo while I read it to you. The ultimate in multitasking, but then again, I am a mom, so this should be a cakewalk for me. I beg you to distract me. Emotional pain is pinging along all my sensory pathways, and I want it gone. Blotted out and extinguished so that I can reward myself with the sweet oblivion that comes with sleep. I need out of my head, and I am aching and needy. I want to be in your hands, under your command, in your bed. I want violence. I want hen marks on my ass and a cock pounding deep and so hard that the line between pleasure and pain is razor sharp and paper thin. I want the imprints of teeth near my collarbone dug so deep that I can see them the next day. I want physical pain to burn up emotional pain and leave it in ashes at your feet. Your power is dark and dangerous, violent and beautiful. I see your control and I tremble. I want your violence and power, but you give me control instead, a tease instead. Because you see, it isn't what I want that matters. Pat your pussy through your jeans, you murmur, as you watch me with your sensual, slow-eyed gaze, until I tell you to stop. My hand reaches down and starts to rub and pat and stroke. This isn't nearly enough stimulation for me, and I whimper in frustration. 3 minutes, you say with a smile that tells me that my frustration was exactly the effect you were going for. Even through the far too thick fabric of my jeans, I can feel my pussy begin to respond. The juices start to flow and coat my inner lips, and I squirm into my hand and whimper again. Three minutes might well have been 3 hours. And before my time is up, my mewling cries are a constant, quiet refrain as I wordlessly beg for more stimulation. Stop, you say. I obey with a groan and a growl, which has you raising an eyebrow at me. Yes, sir, I say on a moan as I pull my hand away. I want you naked and on your knees, you say this quietly. So quietly. But your voice has a firmness and authority that I recognize at a bone-deep level, and I rush to obey with whispered, yes, sir. In seconds, I am on my knees in front of you, naked and trembling. Want and need climbing over me, crawling at my skin, and drowning me in sensation. I see you lean forward slightly, and then I feel the hot, heavy weight of your hand in my hair. You pull my head back slightly so that I have to look into your eyes. You gaze down at me with a mixture of anticipation and amusement. It is reminiscent in some ways to the look of a small child upon seeing the splendor of a decorated tree loaded down with presents on Christmas morning. Hands folded behind you, you say. I want to ask questions. Do you want them folded high or just clasped at my lower back? I want to get it right. And I open my lips to question, but the look in your eyes stops the words before they can be uttered. I clasp my hands behind my back as I understand that if I do it in a way that displeases you, I will be told. I am to obey without questions. Correction will be handled by my master if required. Your hand lets go of my hair and slides down the side of my face to my chin. In my peripheral vision, I see your hand, brown and beautiful, and such a startling contrast to my own pinkish skin. The skin on your hands is so soft that it brings forth a murmur from my mouth. Your thumb gently rubs back and forth against my lips, and my lips open to your touch. All of me is open to your will, to your mastery, to your dominance. My legs begin to ache as time stretches on. You looking down at me, your thumb on my lips, holding them parted as if in symbolism of your conquering spirit. My ache intensifies, spreading all over body, spreading like a physical caress, though you touch me nowhere but my chin and my lips. My nipples are taut and aching, begging for your touch. Touch me with your hands, with your lips. Touch me sweetly, tenderly, or touch me with harshness. My breath begins to pant as my anticipation, as my need, as my desire grows and floods me with want. It is a physical ache you have planted in my body, and I ache for you to take me farther. You pull my chin forward, just slightly, but it is enough. I lean forward and grip the zipper of your pants with my teeth and pull it gently down and away. You undo the button at the top and push your jeans and underwear down and kick them away. This is the first sign of impatience you have shown, a chink in your seemingly impenetrable armor. Your cock falls forward to rest on my lips, as if it recognizes its true home. I want so badly to take you in, but I wait. My lips are parted and my tongue sneaks forward to take a taste almost of its own volition. I want you inside my mouth so badly. A whimper escapes my mouth. and then another as I wait for your pleasure, thinking perhaps begging might win your favor. I begin, please sir. Again my tongue reaches out in disobedience to take a tiny taste of the essence I see beating at your slit. I moan as it hits my tongue and almost cry as your words reach my ears. Not good enough. You pull your cock away and sit down in a chair across the room, and my body sags with disappointment. Your hands rest lightly on your thighs as you look at me silently. Nothing in your face gives away a hint of what you are thinking. My whole body aches from being on my knees for so long, and I feel a whimper escape. One of your hands slides up your thigh and grabs hold of your cock, and you start to stroke. I watch your hand move, mesmerized, caught in your web. I see the gleam as pre-cum emerges from your slit, and I moan. I want so badly to taste, to suck you down and take you into myself, and you stay there and stroke your cock. Elusive and just out of reach, I ache to reach out to you, and my knees move towards you without thought, and your brows arch as your lips spit the word stop. Again, I moan, and you stand and stalk towards me, your prick stretched forward but out of reach. You are stroking faster now. The drops of pre-cum gather at your slit, and one by one drip to the ground. Each drop falling to the ground instead of into my mouth is like a lash, and I begin to whimper as I watch each one fall. Do you want my cum, slut? You ask as you continue to jack your cock from root to tip in front of me, and my mouth waters as I look at it in all its dark, vein-filled, beautiful glory. Do you? I see the smile at the corners of your mouth as you see how desperate I am for your cock in my mouth. My whimpers are not quiet anymore, but sharp and brittle. Mules bursting from my lips despite my attempts to stifle them. Over and over, I watch your hand slide up and down your cock. I want so desperately to touch, to taste. It is a physical pain to watch you jack it in front of me and not be able to touch. All my nerve endings are crying out, shrieking as they are denied the sensation of your cock on my tongue, plunging into my mouth, into my throat. Instead, you stand in front of me, mere inches away, and rub your hand up and down its length while my cunt weeps and my breathing becomes ragged and I begin to pant my need. I stretch my tongue forward, trying to reach your cock, and you pull back just slightly to keep it out of my reach. as you continue to stroke your cock in front of me. Do you? Again, you question, not raising your voice or making a scene. Just a question said in that luscious voice of yours. Yes, yes, please, please. Again, that eyebrow raised just slightly. Please, sir. Please, sir. Please, sir. Your hand loses its smooth rhythm as you begin to stroke faster. Still, you deny me the pleasure of your touch. Don't you taste? You warn mere seconds before I feel the first splash of wet heat hit my cheek, my lips, my chin. I feel your cum dripping off my chin and hitting my breasts, and I want to groan. But I know that if I do, I will taste your cum and you have forbidden it. My punishment is a torture that no physical pain can match. I know that this should feel degrading on some level, but it doesn't. Somehow, I am aching to taste your seed, but as I sit here covered in it and denied that precious taste, I feel conquered and owned. You smear the cum off my lips with your thumb and pick up a towel to wipe my face and body carefully. You need to earn that gift, girl, you say softly. My answer is a whimper as you wipe away the seed that I desperately want to taste. When you are done, you slide your hand slowly down my hair and tilt my head to kiss you once. You plunge your tongue into my mouth, and again I feel you conquer me with mere touch. Stay in place, you say, as you walk towards the door, and I feel a cold shudder rack my body as I realize I am being left here alone and aching for your touch. I'll be back. And as the door closes, I feel myself whimper again as I keep my aching back in place and await your return. End of part 1.